Duncan, Scotia, Val.
Hi, Val. This is Stephanie calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. Hi, Stephanie. I got your message about the license.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
I'll do it this week. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for confirming, Val. But yes, that was just all the reason for my call. We just want to make sure that there will be no interruptions on your Google Verified campaign. But yes,
do you know if the Google Verified is, you know, I really haven't gotten any calls to Google Verified yet.
Oh, wow. All right. Let me go ahead and check.
The 562 number you see on there is actually a customer from Angie's List, and she just went on my website. And I don't know why she keeps calling me on that number, but it's not a real lead. She's a customer from Angie's, but she wanted to find my phone number. She keeps calling me on the 562. But other than that, I haven't received any calls. Any leads to Google Verified since it went live, a month ago?
Uh-huh. All right. But, yes, I'll definitely further check with our team as well. Or let me go ahead and verify it really quick. Let's see here. All right. Thank you so much for waiting on the line, Val. Everything seems to be good with your Google Verified campaign, but I'll definitely go ahead and check with the team if there's anything else that we can do. That way we can start getting leads from the Google Verified campaign as well.
Yeah. If you can let me know what we can
do.
I haven't gotten any real leads. And I've got some stuff from the Facebook, but you know, Those leads are guys looking for work.
Oh, wow.
They're not customers. Yeah,
they may have mistaken your ad.
Well, what they're doing is they go on Facebook, a lot of people who want to work in construction, and they visit contractors like myself, their ads, and then they just contact us to see if we're hiring us.
Got it.
Yeah. But yeah, if you can check on that and see, on your end, if the campaign needs, what do we need to do to get to generate calls? Because I haven't gotten one real lead yet, to be honest.
Right. I apologize here about that, Val. But yes, as far as a Google Verified campaign, I'll definitely check with our team what else can be done. That way we can start receiving leads from Google Verified. Also, this may be something that I have discussed with you in the past, but yes, we would also highly recommend to gain more reviews on your Google Business profile. Getting more reviews is also one of the factors that clients would consider in contacting your business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how long does it take before I show up, like, on the first page of the organic search? Because I've tried to search my company locally, and I don't pull up.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know, maybe page 5 or 6, you know.
All right. That is
interesting. I guess I'm just, if you can find out what the real expectations are, that'll be great.
Okay. Yeah. Weird. I actually just looked up Concrete Contractor in Diamond Bar, California, and I do see your business on the first page already.
Oh, really?
Yes, definitely.
Oh.
Falcon Construction with 5 reviews on the first page.
Interesting. Okay.
And that's just for Concrete Contractor Diamond Bar. I haven't checked the rest of the keywords yet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me try to,
How about, like, people in Los Angeles? Can they find me, too, if they pull up on Concrete Contract? How does that work? When, you know, like I said, most of my work is in Orange County, or basically cities outside of Diamond Bar. How does that work where homeowners there find me? How does it work with your team in terms of getting me more exposure out in areas outside of Diamond Bar?
All right. Well, actually, we have your service areas, the one that you provided when we did the onboarding. So we do have it listed.
Yep.
Right. In regards to those service areas that are not listed on your Google Business profile, as long as they
are
within...
No, I'm talking about the ones
that we have listed.
Yeah, my
service
area. Yeah.
Okay, we are actually optimizing your business on Google based on your keywords and the service areas. So Google will be asking for the specific cities or zip codes that you would like your business to be visible on. So that's where we put in those address or service areas that we asked from you during the onboarding. Same goes with the keywords. So each keyword is being optimized for each service areas.
Do you think I have too many service areas? Is that affecting it, or is what I have okay?
Well, let me just check.
So currently,
there's actually 12 service areas showing on your Google listing at the moment. At the same time, per Google's algorithm, the lesser the service areas that you have, the better results we're getting, because that would mean that there will be more effective focus. And technically, less will be around at least five service areas. Although you can add 5 up to 10, that should still work. But I would say 12 is actually a bit more.
You said 12 is what?
Is actually more. It's actually over the preferred service area.
Then maybe we should scale it down. Can you find out from the team if that's what we need to do?
Definitely, Val. Actually,
propose that and let me know, and then I can look at it again. But I need to start generating calls,
right,
from people, and I haven't gotten any since. When did it go live? Like a month ago, 2 months ago, or something.
Well, for the Google Verified, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Yep. Now, here's what I'm going to do instead. We're going to go ahead and do another, although there was an optimization performed the last month, but we're going to go ahead and do another optimization. This optimization is in regards to the ranking, and I would just need to verify a few information with you as well while we're on the phone. Do you have a few more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. So, by the way, Val, your address is currently hidden on Google, or technically online, everywhere online that we're promoting your business. And we just wanted to check if you would want your address to show online.
Is it better? Is it advisable that I have my address show? Do you think that that'll help?
That will help as well, yes, with being, I mean, with getting into the rankings, yes, it's also going to help showing your address.
Then let's show, then let's do that. Let's show the address. 1142 South Sandbar Boulevard, that address?
That is correct, yes. Although, Val, I would like to set expectations. Showing your address online may trigger Google Business Profile re-verification.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So would you be okay with that, or do you wish to just keep it hidden for now?
Well, but then that's just gonna slow things down again, like kind of reset the clock, right?
Uh-huh. But after it gets verified again, since it's being optimized, then we should definitely be able to still, of course, see results. But yes, it would depend if you would be okay with doing the verification again, or if you would prefer to have it optimized still with the address hidden.
Well, like, again, I prefer not to have the address shown because I don't want people to, but at the same time, if you feel it's going to make that much more of a difference in terms of, of generating more leads, then, I'll have to show it. But maybe I need to scale down the number of service areas, right, and see what happens then.
Yes. So just to confirm, once again, we will be showing your address online. Or do you want to try to scale down the service areas for now?
Yeah, let's try to scale down the service areas first and then see what happens.
Okay.
Because I'm not the pro. I don't know how much of a difference that makes if you show your address or not.
Well, Google does reward businesses that show their address. Although, it would trigger re-verification. So that would mean it's going to take another time for Google to verify your Google Business Profile. But we can definitely also still proceed with optimizing your Google Business Profile with lesser service areas, even with the address not showing. Now, moving on in regards to the operating hours or the business hours, we currently have it here as Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Would you be okay with showing it as 24/7 online?
Is that... does that make a difference? Are you showing 24/7? Does that mean that way I can get leads 24/7?
That is correct. Not necessarily that you'll be doing business 24/7. Most of the clients do show their business hours as 24/7. So let's say, for example, their operating hours are only 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. For the rest of the hours, they'll only be accepting inquiries. That's what most of the clients do.
Okay, yeah, because that's what I was thinking. Is if it stops me from receiving inquiries, because most people do the searches at night.
Right.
Or on the weekends. Then let's do that.
Okay.
See if that changes things.
Right. So we'll have it as 24/7 then. And then,
okay.
So in regards to the service
for all the
areas,
days, let's do it for all the days, 24/7.
Right.
Right?
Definitely.
That way I can capture any people sending leads seven days a week and on the clock. Okay?
That's correct. And then for the service areas, yes, just wanted to confirm you're okay with us condensing the service areas to at least 5 to 10 count and within 2-hour distance from your base, right?
I'm sorry, repeat that again.
So So for the service areas, our team will be reviewing it, and then we will be condensing it to at least 5 to 10 service areas only, with and those service areas will be within 2-hour drive from your base.
Yeah, I'll always go 5 to 9, but can I tell you which? Oh, I'm sorry. They're just gonna shrink the radius from my address, or how are they gonna figure out what cities to?
So they're actually going to be removing the farthest one out. Or if you'd like to, I can go over the service areas that we have on the account, and then you can let me know which one you would prefer to be removed from the list.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Okay, all right, sure. So I have your service areas here. Feel free to cut me off if it's a service area that you'd like to be removed. So we have Altadena, Anaheim, Cerritos, Costa Mesa, Diamond Bar, Los Angeles, Newport Beach, Orange County, Palos Verdes, Pasadena, Terrence, and Yorba Linda. And why so?